Hey guys, this is Dante from Glenn's team. I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. Thank you so much. You're going to get a ton of value. Enjoy.
I am live now. Before we begin, we always start Glenn Ackerman's Facebook Lives with a little bit of music. That's what we'll do today. I'm going to play you an instrumental piece as people are starting to come on that will, it's an instrumental piece that with some good guitar finger picking. Here we go. Welcome everybody coming on, giving you a little bit of music while people are coming on. Welcome everybody, starting soon, playing my own theme song. Welcome everybody to Facebook Live. Our topic today is energetic, energy awareness training, and male sexuality. A very interesting topic, especially if you're of the male persuasion. What we're going to be talking about tonight is we're going to be talking about stuff that you never hear people talk about, which is the sexuality of a man, the energy that that brings in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our relationship with ourselves. Wow, it's a very power-packed topic. So I want to welcome you guys who are coming on. Hey, Tom, Eduardo, hey, welcome you guys. I think some of you guys are coming in from Peru tonight. That's great. Argo, great to see you. Johnny, welcome here. Annie, glad to have you here up in Canada. Annie is one of the best singers I know. She's so talented. You're going to hear about her soon worldwide. Hey, Laird and Josh, welcome. So tonight, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about male sexuality. Can it be dangerous? Okay, can it be dangerous? Well, this topic is in the news every day. It's been in the news every day for the past, what, 2, 3, 5, 10 years? So what we want to do today is I want to give you an energetic perspective about it. Okay, you've heard of the legal perspective. You've heard maybe the moral perspectives of it. You've heard the outrage. But let's talk about this from an energetic perspective. Now, in fact, you guys, let me know if you've heard me speak before about energy awareness training, so I'll know, because I've been doing these Facebook Lives here. This is our sixth one we do. We do them weekly, and in the regular Facebook Lives, what I've been doing is describing what energetic awareness is, how to become aware of the energies all around us that are outside of us but inside of us too, and they have a big influence on us. So if you guys, all you guys who are coming on, if you could just make a comment. You've heard me speak before about this, or this is your first time you've heard me speaking about this. Hey, Harold, welcome. All my Facebook friends are coming on. So that will help me define, maybe I might have to do a little bit of recap of what energy awareness training is, what energy training is, and all that. So if you just jot me a little note here in the chat, you've heard me speak before, this is your first time you've ever heard me speaking, you're thinking, what's energy awareness and how does that deal with male sexuality, etc. That'll give me some direction on what to present to you tonight, because I want to create the context for what we're speaking at tonight, and that is coming from an energetic aware place. Now, what do I mean by energy? Okay, energy is let me back it up. Well, the first thing I teach people when they want to know about energy and energy awareness training is to let them know we live in an energetic world, an energetic planet. And virtually everything that we're dealing with underneath it all is energy. Human beings are energetic beings, aren't we? The air, energy. Money, energy. Health, energy. Relationships, energy. Music, energy. Sex, definitely an energy, right? So what we mean by energy is it's a force that has a power, a direction, a frequency, a purpose, and it gives off information. So virtually everything that we're dealing with, that's the definition of energy. So when I'm talking to somebody, let's say we're having an interaction and we're talking here, as I'm speaking to you and you're feeling my energy, the topic that we're talking about, the way that I'm talking about, maybe you're hearing the tone of my voice and you're seeing my posture and the way I carry myself, all of that is exactly what I'm talking about. It has a purpose. It has a direction, right? It has a frequency. And it gives off information, power, purpose, frequency, direction, and it gives off information. So this is very important in the study of energy. And what I teach, I'm the developer of a training method called energy awareness training. I'll just give you a quick recap before we go into tonight's topics. Eduardo, okay. You've heard me, great. Glad to hear that. Debbie, hi. Ronald, great. Glad to have you guys on here. And again, I wanna make this interactive. So I don't want it just to be about me talking. I wanna hear, if you hear something that rings your bell, or if you hear something that you violently disagree with, hey, write it down on the chat and let me know about it so we can have a discussion about this, because this is a power-packed topic we're talking about tonight. So give me a couple of minutes for the people who are brand spanking new to just let you catch up on energy awareness training and what it is. So as I mentioned, we live in an energetic world, and everything that we're dealing with is an energetic exchange. Now, we are influenced by energies. Because remember, I said it has a power, a purpose. So you can identify that inside yourselves where, you know, there are times when part of you wants to go in one direction and there's a part of you that wants to go in the other direction. And sometimes you feel like going here. Sometimes you feel like going there. Sometimes you do things that you know aren't good for you, but you do it anyway. And sometimes you don't do the things that you know you should be doing that are for your best interests, you know, and that's one of the mysteries of life. We don't do the things we should be doing, and we do the things we knew we should be doing. What's up with that? Well, I'm able to define those as energies that have an influence on us. And inside every human being, we have multitude of energies, and most of these energies are hidden. So I use the example of the iceberg. 10% of the iceberg you can see, 90% of the iceberg you can't see. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see, right? It was sunk by the 90% that it couldn't see. So I have a saying in my training that goes like this: that which we can see, that's which we're aware of, we can control. But that which we can't see and that which we are not aware of controls us. And as you're going to be experiencing tonight, we have a lot of things that are controlling us. A lot of thoughts, feelings, emotions that lead into different behaviors, that lead in different results in our lives. And I've been a student of personal development. I know many of you from different personal development courses I've taken or taught over the years. And it was important for me that I wanted to be able to deal with this thing inside me, I didn't know what to call it. So now I call it an energy of anxiety, of stress, of worry, in some aspects of shame or guilt. And all these things that we're trying to put my best face forward, right, and be positive, but inside we have these energies, these feelings that pull us down, that leak our energy out to make us weak, either emotionally weak, physically weak, or both. And no one's ever taught us how to deal with that. No one's ever identified those things. So in the quest for personal development, in the quest to improve ourselves, we do counseling, maybe one-on-one counseling. You take seminars or personal growth work, or you read books, or you take watch videos on the internet to try to deal with the stuff that you want to change. And my experience is that most of that stuff does not work, because if it did, your issues would be handled. Now, excuse me. What do I mean by issues? I mean patterns of behavior, thoughts, feelings, emotions, inner feelings that are uncomfortable, that we don't like, that bring us into behavior patterns or situations that are not fulfilling, that we want to change, but we can't, or we haven't yet, and we still keep coming around to them. Some people have issues in relationships, right? Some people just can't seem to get it together and be happy in relationships. Some people have issues with health. They try and try and try, but if it's not one health challenge, it's another health challenge. The same thing with people in careers or money. There's some people that they just can't seem to get ahead of the game, or just can't seem to succeed, or can't move to where they want to be. So, and that causes frustration. It causes self-anger. We get angry at ourselves, what I call a self-attack, which we notice thoughts that say, oh, here you go again. You're doing that stupid thing. What's wrong with you? You're never going to improve. You should be ashamed of yourself. So there's an actual voice inside us that, coupled with these feelings, that actually puts us down, that actually tries to make us feel bad, wants to control the narrative. That's the best way you can talk about it. This voice inside us that wants to control the narrative of, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not good looking enough, you're not going to be successful. And it's like, oh my gosh, if you could only turn this thing off for a moment and get some peace. And if you notice, when we do have moments of peace, when we do have moments of joy, usually that voice is turned off. I just came back from a beautiful week in Florida, and I was with some fantastic people and saw some incredible scenery. And when you're around what I call high vibrational energy, that energy quiets this mind and gives you a sense of happiness, joy, fulfillment. But when you're around low vibration energy, people who are complaining or drama or negativity, that creates more of the same, right? So here we are in this life, and as I mentioned, that which we can see and that we're aware of, we can control or do something about. But that which we can't see, and this is important for tonight's event here, what we can't see, what we're not aware of, can control us. And understand that even though we have a lot of different energies trying to control us, I break it down to two energies. One, the I'll call it here, the high vibration energy. The high vibration energy vibrates at a high level. And I use that metaphor because when you're feeling good, you're feeling up, you're feeling joyous, you're feeling happy, you're feeling fulfilled, you're feeling loved, you're feeling prosperous, all of those great things, That's the way we were meant to feel. And yet, so much of the times it turns into anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, secrets. So we have these two energies, these two polar opposites pulling us. And if you've been, you know, listening to me in my webinars, one of the things I teach is that there are energetic laws that we have to deal with every day. And we fall under that, whether you know it or not. And one of the energetic laws I often talk about is the energetic law of polarity or duality, which means if there's one something over here, there's going to be something over here. There's up, there's down. If there's good, there's bad. If there's right, there's wrong. There's in, there's out. If there's male, there's female, etc. And this is very important in the human experience because we were never taught energetic laws. And I teach them regularly in energy awareness training. This is, again, this is a methodology that is used to get to deal with what we're talking about here. Because every problem the human beings face, underneath it all, is the energy. It's like that iceberg, right? Underneath the people not getting along, the relationship not getting along, or the money problems, or the health problems, or the, you know, the children challenge, or whatever it is, there's the 10%, which is what it looks like, which the issue, and there's the 90%, which is the energy around it. And when you change the energy, you can change your life. So this is where I'm really excited to bring this work out to you, because we are able to create results in energy awareness training where people haven't been able to get results, both emotionally and even physically. And some people, you know, come to me and with physical conditions, and you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't profess to be one and I don't make any claims, but I will say this, that whatever your problem is, if it's not solved, if you can't solve it in the 10%, then it's in the 90% and it's energetic. So what I do is I show people how to change the energy that's going on with this particular problem. And when you change the energy, most likely the issue shifts. And that's pretty much a common. And even if it's a physical thing too. Let's welcome some more people onto the call here. Laird, hey, welcome you guys. Dante, great to have you here also. So we're talking about energetic perspectives, and we're talking about how there are certain energies that are influencing us. And I put them in two headings. Again, the energy that wants our best, that wants the best for us, that wants us to live whole and complete and happy and joyous. And this energy is connected to higher vibrations, to some people call it source, the creator, the universe, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever you want to call that, you know, that higher dimensional source. And there's also the other source or the other energies that are trying to influence us, which is the anxiety, the worry, the stress that taking us out of our happiness and joy and having us worry, which is connected to that voice in our head that's trying to worry us and frighten us. Okay, so these are the two energies, and I've explained how they work more in depth in previous webinars, and they're listed on my page. You can go back to those and listen to them if you want more information on that. So, but I'm just trying to set the guidelines for what we're talking about tonight, which is male sexuality dangerous? Okay, so let's go a little bit further in the energies. Now, science says that our energy, the essence of a human being never dies, okay? And yet, there's a paradox there because that while the energies are eternal, they just change form. It's like water, for example. You have water. Does water ever completely disappear? No. It starts from the air, and it becomes rain, and it becomes a gas, and then it becomes a solid, and it becomes an ice, and then it dissolves, and it goes back around. So there's a circle that takes place. You know, with the water analogy, it changes form. It never leaves. It just changes form. And that's what our energy is too. Our energy never dies, it just changes form. Now, what's interesting about, now I could go through all this, I could talk all night just about how that works, but I need you to at least bear with me on that so that I can get to the topic. So one of the other energetic laws is the law of paradox, okay? The law of paradox. And the law of paradox simply means this. Things are what they seem to be sometimes, and sometimes things aren't what they seem to be. That's the paradox. You know, another paradox is it's in giving that you receive, right? Well, that's the paradox. I want to receive, but I got to give. Yeah. So giving you receive. Or I let it go so it could come back. Okay. That's a paradox too. If you love something, set it free, you know, et cetera. Okay. So the model that we're talking about here is that we are energetic beings. We are electrical beings. We are energetic beings. We're sending out energy everywhere we go. Wherever we're at, we're sending off energy. You know, you can call it vibes. People, ooh, I feel your vibe, you know, right? Or your vibration. Okay. And we're sending them, but we also receive them back, right? You go into a party and you look around, you know, and you think, yeah, I like the vibe here. Yeah. You're not exactly sure what it is. It's just, you like it. It's you sense that the energy is something that you like. You've also been in places where you walk into a place and it may be dark or, you know, and people seem to be having a good time, but you just can't, the vibe isn't there, and then you leave. So we are energetic beings at our core, and so is every animal form on the planet. Most animals, they operate through energy, through vibration, through, you know, the animals walk around, like a deer will walk around, they'll go, is it safe here, or is there a mountain lion behind the tree here going to try to attack me here, right? The birds, the airs, even the squirrels, you know, they're checking your energy out. They're going, okay, is this safe? Can I talk to this person? Not talk to them, but can I hang out, or maybe I should keep my guard? So energy is how this whole world runs, okay? And let's condense it down to tonight's topic, to our sexuality, to male. We're talking about male sexuality today. So in the example I just gave you, the paradox, which is, it is and it isn't, right? You got two seemingly different directions of an object. Well, that's the same thing with our bodies. The paradox is that we have an energy inside us that is invisible. You can't see it, and yet it's eternal. And yet it's housed in a physical, finite body that is limited and that has a beginning and that has an end, right? So you have two seemingly opposites. And that's really important to understand as we talk about tonight's topic. Because in energy awareness training, as I developed this, the challenge was, how do I deal with these horrible negative thoughts that cause me a lot of anxiety? Or how do I deal with that stressful voice? You know, that stressful voice in your head that's always saying you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not this, you're not that. How do I deal with these emotions that I don't like, or that take me down, that want to bring me, you know, into a low vibration energy of anxiety, worry, depression, doubt, fear, guilt, all that? Now, no one ever taught us how to deal with that, other than maybe think positive, right? Think positive. Well, it's better to think positive than not to think positive, but that's not going to solve your issues, as you probably undoubtedly know. Because if I have one thought that's telling me to think positive, I get another thought that tell me to think negative. So I'm saying, think positive. No, think negative. No, think positive. So I'm just going back and forth with thoughts. What we teach you how to do in energy awareness training is to gain control of your energy, your total, the total form of your energy, so that you can realize, even though you have thoughts, you're not the thoughts. Think about that for a second. Even though you have thoughts, you're not the thoughts. I was visiting a friend a couple of years ago at his penthouse in Manhattan. He was on the 68th floor, right? And he says, come out to the balcony and see the view. Okay. So I go out the balcony and the thoughts in my head are going, boy, this is a really nice place. And then the thoughts were going, boy, what a view up here. And then the thoughts were going, man, I'd like to have a place like this for myself. And then as I leaned on the balcony and saw how far down it was, there was a voice inside me that said, jump. And I went, jump? Who's telling me to jump? What? Jump. Ah. And I went back, right? Well, what thought was telling me to jump? Was that my thought? Was that a thought that I invited? The answer is no. It wasn't my thought. And in energy awareness training, we recognize that our thought processes can be hacked, by these energies that I've been telling you about. Our natural state is to be happy, joyous, positive, loving. That's our natural state. You see babies, what are they? They're just love bunnies. And children also. But as they get older and they have to start dealing with ego and me and mine, now the low vibration energy starts coming in, crying and upset and loneliness and rejection, etc. You have to start dealing with those energies too. So what I just want to just gloss over for review's sake is that I did a whole class on this one, is that you can't believe everything you think, because there are other energies, sources, frequencies that are trying to control your narrative, control who you are, what you're doing, and bring you into low vibration. So you have these two energies. One of them, the good one, is trying to lift you up, saying you're magnificent, you're so talented, you can be whatever you want, go for your dreams, make it happen. And you got the other one that's saying, you're not that good, you're never gonna make it, I forget it, just give up, you know, you're not like this. So it's like a tug of war for our consciousness, right? And in energy awareness training, we give you specific tools and trainings on how to totally neutralize those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, and that those negative vibrations, and bring them into a higher vibration so that you can operate happy, joyous, and free no matter what's going on. And that's the purpose of my work, to end emotional suffering, because emotional suffering, 95% of it is unnecessary. You know, the torment that we have in our head and our emotions, maybe stuff that happened from our past, maybe stuff that we're afraid of in our future, it's all unnecessary. And if you think of the things that you're afraid of, you know, your worst fears right now that you're afraid of, 9 out of 10 times it never happens, right? You spend all this time worrying for nothing. So energy awareness gets us back into a place of possibility, a place of freedom, a place of joyousness, a place of achievement, a place of knowing that life is good and really feeling it from our core. But it involves being energetically aware to the frequencies that are influencing you. Okay, so let's just establish that, you know, as I finish this first piece. So we have energies that want to build us up. We have energies that want to take us down. And it's part of the energetic laws in this world, the law of polarity. If there's up, there's a down. If there's an in, there's an out. If there's a right, there's a wrong, etc. All right. Now, back to the example of the paradox. So we have this infinite eternal energy, and yet we're housed in this physical body. Okay? So some people call it your energy, some people call it your spirit, some people call it your soul, whatever you want to call it. I call it the energy or the essence. So we have this essence that's housed in this physical body. Everybody with me so far? Hit a reply if this is making sense to you. Let me know, everybody who's listening. This is an interactive thing. I'm covering a lot of this stuff quick because I've gone over it another broadcast, but I just want to know you guys are with me so I can continue on tonight's topic. So please use the chat box and make a comment or two, everybody. All right. And as we continue, so we have the physical body and we have the non-physical energy. Now let's talk about tonight's topic. Can male sexual energy be dangerous? Okay. Well, first of all, let's look how it works. We have a physical body that has physical needs. So our bodies, we're talking about men right now, similar to women, but I'm just trying to stay on topic. The body wants to eat. The body wants to sleep. The body wants to have sex and procreate, right? The body wants to build something up or destroy something, but it wants to be in action. You know, males are always, if you see, they're always building something up, or they're in sports, engaging in competition, or they're at war, you know, against an enemy. That's pretty much how our bodies work. Now, in the olden times, you know, during the caveman days, pretty much the body consciousness ruled humanity. It was like, you know, you have the guy with the caveman, and he's got his big club and he's going, I'm hungry. Animal, boom. Kills him, eats him. Okay. I'm horny. There's woman. Boom. Got woman. Have sex. Okay. Not too classy, but they were cavemen, right? Primitive man. There's other men. We're either going to fight them or make peace. Boom, boom, like that with the club. Okay. So the body consciousness wants what it wants. You see, it doesn't say, is this appropriate? Is this not appropriate? Is this the kind thing to do? Is this the loving thing to do? Is this none of that? Your body wants what it wants when it wants it. That's why, you know, you have little babies who are, when their body acts up, you know, they're crying, I want food. I want to go to the bathroom. I want to take a nap. Like that. They're not going, hey, if you're not busy, you know, I know you're watching your favorite show, but if you could, you know, bring me a bottle of formula, I'd really appreciate it. Right. They don't say that. You know, or in the middle of the night, they don't go, well, gee, maybe I shouldn't cry because it's going to wake up my mom and dad, you know, and they need their sleep. Baby wants what it wants, when it wants it, right now. Okay? That's the body consciousness. It wants what it wants, right? And when it has to do, when it's going to do something, it's going to do it. Now, as civilization progressed, we recognize that you can't do that anymore. I mean, if you have civilization, you can't just, you know, kill something right in front of you. You know, if you're hungry, you know, it's a civilization. You can't just, you know, if you're, you know, if you want to have sex, you just can't grab someone and force your will on them, because there's a society going on. There are rules that govern civilized people. And then, so what we have is we have two directions going on. We have what's civilly correct. Let me call it that way. I was going to say politically, but civilly correct. We have the urges of the body. Now, we were never taught on how to deal with the energy and the desires of the body, other than the fear of being punished. So for example, if you're hungry and you're at your work, and let's say you're in a boardroom, you're having an important meeting with the shareholders of your company, you know, you just can't say, hey, you guys, I want to make myself a sandwich here, so keep up with your meeting, but I'm hungry, I got to eat, you know, or somebody eating Fritos in a meeting. It's not appropriate. You can't do it. If you do that, you're going to get fired, right? So there are rules and regulations. You just can't pull somebody off and say, hey, you know, I'm horny, let's have sex. You know, if they're not amiable, not appropriate. Okay. So we've learned there's certain social norms that have to take place for our bodies to be able to get what they need. Okay, you know, another example. You know, you can't be in school taking a class, taking a class in college, and oh, I'm tired, I'm going to sack out while the professor's talking because my body's tired. You know, not appropriate. So there are certain guidelines and laws that we have to follow, so that we have to sometimes restrict the body's urges or hold them back because they're not appropriate. Okay, you guys with me so far on this? Give it a hey. All right, making sense. Good. All right. Any comments? Go ahead and hit me up on that. Okay, so here we are with male sexuality. Now, see if being a male, I know how this thing goes. So when you're a boy, you know, you don't like girls, and you're, you know, you're playing baseball and having fun, and girls have cooties and stuff. And then puberty hits you. And then your body starts to change, you know, and your voice gets a little deeper, and you get pimples, and you start growing hair. And all of a sudden you become aware of your sexual equipment, your sexual organs. And all of a sudden, from not being a big deal, this thing becomes the center of attention here. It's constantly trying to get your attention, and it's shooting you feelings of desire and of lust and of wanting to control and connect, you know, to usually the opposite sex, but if you're gay, it could be the same sex. But whatever it is, your sexuality awakens. And no one ever teaches us how to deal with this. You know, it's like, you know, there's sometimes you have an erection at the most inopportune times. You don't want anybody to see it, you know, and people think you might, you know, it happens, you know, sometimes it happens in class, you know, it's kind of mind of its own, right? And you're like, well, I hope nobody knows. I don't want them to think I'm a weirdo or something like it. And so you have these desires inside us that are screaming, come on, man, come on. Let's get some satisfaction here. Come on. And it's this voice that is constantly harassing us. Remember I told you about this one, the voice in there? This voice takes over from belittling you to saying, have sex, get sex, look at sex, talk about sex, have sex, like this. And meanwhile, we're trying to hold it together, like, you know, because we get so many messages that you better not be talking about that. Oh, you're horny? Oh, you have sexual desire? Oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, you're looking at girl, right? So most of us, and then we find out the birds and the bees, you know, we find out, you know, how human beings are made, you know, and you're thinking, my mom and dad did that? Ugh. You're like, you gotta be kidding me. I remember saying the same thing that somebody taught me. I learned it in a locker room from swim practice from some older kid. They were talking what? Talking about sex, you know, in a nasty way, in a locker room talk. And I heard them talking about it. I went, that's disgusting. You guys are gross. And they go, oh yeah? Well, your mother and father did that. And I said to them, my mother and father would never do something like that. And they go, yeah, they did. Go ask them. I go, I will. I'll go ask my mother, and I'm going to prove you wrong. Right? So I went home that day, and I said, Mom, can I talk to you for a minute? And she says, sure. I said, I just came from swim practice, and these guys were telling me these gross things that they say men and women do with their thing and their this, and they put it in, like, this, and he said to go ask you about it, and said that you do that. And I said, he was wrong. You would never do anything like that, right, Ma? You'd never do anything like that, right, Ma? Right, Ma? Ma, you're not saying anything. And my mom was like, well, It's kind of a little bit like I went, oh, you mean even if he could be just a little bit right, ah, I can take it. And I just felt, I felt weird, discombobulated. So, and meanwhile, here it goes. You're 14 years old. You're 15 years old. You're 16 years old. And the loudspeaker inside you is going, sex, sex, girl, sex, girl, sex, sex. And you say, what's happening to me? And I remember saying, I'm not in control. Something else is controlling me. I don't want to have this, you know, this motor going on inside me night and day. And then I figured, well, maybe if I go to sleep, I'll get some rest from it, right? If I go to sleep, then I don't have to be thinking about it all the time. So what happens? You go to sleep. And for guys, what happens? You start dreaming about it in your sleep, right? You have your first wet dream, right? And you're like, and you look up and you made a mess in the bed and you don't want anybody to know. You don't want your mother and your sister, whoever does the laundry, that you had a wet dream. I'm like, so you can ball it up and put it in the laundry yourself and hope they don't see it. So all along the way, we have this issue of shame, of being out of control, of having this machine, this physical body, right? The primitive man, caveman, primitive man going, have sex, do it. And you're like, but I like that. And we have a conflict. You definitely have an energetic conflict because one of you wants to move forward and one of you wants to move back. And then the whole experience of learning how to talk to girls and how to express yourself. Like, what am I supposed to do? Am I, is, okay, do we make out first? Do we kiss? And I won't go into details because you all have been there, but you remember how awkward that was? Holy smokes. It's like you make, and if you do the wrong thing, you know, the girl tells, you know, and it gets around the school that you don't know how to kiss or that you were afraid and you ran away or whatever the thing was. And the kids make fun of you. And then you're feeling even more weird about this thing. So this is the attitude that we grow up with. We grow up with this. I mean, inside us, it's very clear, you know, we're horny. We want to have sex. We feel the urge. We have the stuff going, but we dare not tell anybody about it because they'll think we're weird or a perverted or some kind of weirdness. So we press it down. We press it down and we seek it in secret. In secret. So what do most boys do? Most boys, when I was growing up, we were looking at Playboy magazine, right? Looking at Playboys or, you know, even a little bit harder content than that. But there wasn't a lot of, you know, when you're a kid, at least when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of porn around. But look at today. Oh my gosh. Today you're 12 years old, you get on the internet and you can see any sex act from A to Z. And you don't think that has an effect on kids? You better believe it does. And they're like, why would somebody do that? Well, you know, and so what happens is, again, you have two energies that influence what we do. The high vibration energy, the high vibration energy here and the low vibration energy here. So as we're growing up, we learn to, you know, a guy's supposed to know what to do. You know, you go to the movies and you see James Bond or Clint Eastwood. Maybe I'm dating myself, but those are my heroes, you know, growing up. There's, you know, these guys are suave and they know the right time. They just make the right move and the woman swoons into their arms and it's just, you know, and it's not like that in real life. You know, it's not just easy as, hi, how are you doing? What are you doing later? Come on up. Here we go. You know, at least for most of us. For most of us, it's just one awkward mistake, fumbling, you know, until you get it right. And sometimes we get it right. Most of the times we get it wrong. We make mistakes. But, you know, that's the process of living. Now, you know, I'm sure girls, they have a whole nother take on this, which we'll talk about it at some other broadcast. But so here we have the situation with our sexuality. So then what happens? Well, some guys discover masturbation. Okay, so, you know, I had guys who were telling me, you know, they were doing it 10 times a day, morning, noon, and night, because they were so under the influence of this energy. Well, sounds a little bit extreme. And then, to top it off, if you have any kind of religious upbringing, you know, masturbation, that's a big sin, man. Big sin. It's wrong. You should be ashamed of yourself. But I'm like, no. I remember one time I was watching TV and my pants pocket was really tight. So I put my hand in my pocket to move it over. And my mother said to me, she goes, "You're not touching places that you shouldn't be touching, are you?" And I went, last thing you want to do is talk about sex with your mother, right? Especially if you're a guy. I said, "No, Ma, I don't know what you're doing. I don't like this." So now we grow up from high school and then into college. And what happens so much, you know, what's the beverage of choice in high school or college? It's alcohol, right? It's alcohol. And because we're so unknowledgeable, we're so fumbling in this whole area, we get some liquid courage. That's what they call it, liquid courage. But what you don't understand about alcohol is alcohol is a toxic, addictive drug that lowers your energetic and physical immune system, which is why, as we see in the news, these guys get in trouble. You know, all these guys on college campuses or accused of assault, or, you know, the Supreme Court justice who went through the hearings had a woman testify that, you know, he was, you know, blatantly drunk and was inappropriate with her, right? So you add the alcohol to it, now you got big time mistakes, right? Now you've got, you become intoxicated, so you're really not sure what you're doing. But the funny thing is the alcohol lowers your inhibitions to know what's right, what's wrong, to know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. And yet people keep drinking, and what happens? They go unconscious. And when you go unconscious, that low vibration energy really, really creeps up and pulls you down. That's why so many people, you're in trouble. What? Oh, you were drinking, right? Oh, you were sexually assaulted. What happened? Oh, you were drinking. Okay. The Bill Cosby thing. It was always, you're having a glass of wine, and then he gave him the pill or whatever he did with those. So you can see how this adds up to trouble after trouble after trouble. And we come to a place now where we're facing rampant sex addiction. Rampant sex. It's an epidemic here because men have these urges. You know, the sperm is, you know, and the body's telling them, "Come on, man, you got to spread that sperm out. You want to impregnate as many women as possible so that you can have as many kids as possible." Now, it doesn't say that. That's what it really means. But what it says in the 10% is, yeah, you want to be a ladies' man. You don't want to seduce as many women. I mean, look at James Bond, you know, girl in every town, every scene. You know, Clint Eastwood, you know, look at these guys. Or who's a new guy? Is there a new guy? A new movie star who's like that? I don't know. But those are the images that we got. So there's now you got pressure because you don't have a girlfriend, or are you getting it? You know, guys in the locker room, are you getting any? Yeah, well, I got some off of Mary Lou the other day. Yeah, she's great. Yeah, well, I got some off of Betty Sue. You know, and they're mostly lies, but that's what they talk about. So here's the average guy going, "Man, these guys are getting it and I'm not getting it. I guess I'm supposed to be getting it, but I'm not getting it. Must be something wrong with me." And can you hear, can you just feel that frustration? Can you feel that shame? Can you feel that, "Hey, I don't know what to do"? You're supposed to be here and you're down here and you don't measure up, you're not good enough, you're just a fumble, you're just a klutz, etc. Now the self-attack comes. The you are not worthy. You see, as men grow up, as they worship beauty. I don't know if there's any other words. The primitive caveman loves beauty. They love, you know, the stereotype woman with, you know, the round with the curves and everything and all the right places. And that's coming from the primal man. It's coming from the caveman that says, "Ooh, she's I'm attracted to that." Why? Because it looks like in the reptile mind, in the primitive man mind, that this woman would be able to have lots of children. That's what it boils down to as far as the body goes. The body consciousness wants to express itself, sexuality, to procreate. It doesn't care who with. It doesn't care, you know, if you know what the circumstances are, if it's your mother, it's your sister, it's your next door neighbor, if she's married, if she's not. The body just wants that. It just wants it. It's our spirit and our souls that say, "Hey, this is right, this isn't right, this is appropriate, this isn't appropriate." Right? And it has to be the governor of that energy. But we're never taught on how to do that. And this is where energy awareness training comes on. And this is the work that I do to try to make people aware of all the energetic aspects that are affecting them. And sexuality is a big one because it covers so many different things. It's not just about the sex. It's about validation. It's about being worthy. It's about being attractive. It's about being desired. It's about being popular or not being any of those things. So all of those things have a meaning as part of our identity. I know it was the same thing with me growing up with sports. You know, if you could play sports, you were accepted. And being able to play sports meant that you were honored and respected. You know, even in the fifth grade, if you could play sports, you were picked for your teams and you got the respect of the other boys in the class. If you couldn't play sports or if you were klutz at sports, God help you. You were ridiculed and called names and disrespected and picked last for basketball or for kickball. It was horrible, right? That's the same thing that we grow up to as guys with the whole sexual thing. How many girls do you get? There are some organizations, actually, some men's organizations that value, you know, the ability to get a girl, to seduce a girl, to get that, like it's a trophy or something, right? Or like you're a hunter, and they go, "Well, how many have you had? You know, what's your seduction count? Have you had 10? Have you had 20? Have you had 50? Have you had 100? Oh, if you had 100, if you had 100, now you're in the premium club, like it's a hunting, you're big game hunting, but this is the crap that is going on in every man has to deal with. All right. Now, let's move it forward. If you don't know that, if you're not energetically aware, and my definition of being energetically aware is you have thoughts, but you're not the thoughts. Just as I mentioned, that thought for me to jump off the balcony, that wasn't my thought. That wasn't something that I subscribed to. That was a thought that came from some other place. And where they come from is another class. But that wasn't my thought. So even I have thoughts. Life is good. Life sucks. I'm good. I'm bad. I'm worthy. I'm not worthy. All those thoughts, they're not ours. They're sourced either in one of those two vibrational energies. Now, the emotions we have, I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling powerful. I'm feeling ashamed. I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling fearful. I had a lot of fear, you know, growing up in where I grew up and in the household I grew up with. We grew up with a lot of tension and stress and anxiety. And that anxiety carried over for me socially, you know, and it took a long time. You might not believe me, but Now, I was shy with girls in junior high and even in the high school, because I had so much internal low vibration energy, anxiety, fear, worry, doubt, not good enough. I got like this. So when I'm talking to a girl, you know, and she says, "Hi, how are you?" I'm going, "Oh, I'm fine." And inside I'm going, "But I'm nervous, but I'm uncomfortable. I don't know if you're going to accept me. You may reject me." I got all this stuff going on. Hello. Well, nice to talk to you. Bye-bye. And I had to get away from it because I didn't know how to handle that low vibration energy. Well, now I do. And this is what we're talking about in energy awareness training. So let's move forward now to what's happening in the news. We have all these men, primarily men, who are wildly inappropriate. Who, you know, at least most of us learn that you have to, that the girl has to be, have, show somewhat of interest. You know, at least that's what I learned. I mean, you know, if she's interested, you know, maybe we can move further. But if she's not interested, you know, stops right there. But for some guys, they don't care because they're under the influence of that primitive body that says, do it. You got to get it. You got to have it. It's that motor. And so what they do is they become slaves to the energy. And that's what we're talking about. Sexual addiction is nothing more than a form of sexual slavery to your own desires, because you haven't learned how to energetically deal with this energy. You're letting the body, you're letting the body run the show. Remember, we talked about the body has consciousness. The body wants what it wants. It doesn't care if it's right or wrong or morally. The body wants what it wants. And if the spirit or the soul doesn't say, no, yeah, I know you want to, you know, get some. I know you want gratification. You know, I know you want to do the sex act in some form, but that's not appropriate. That's not right. So I'm going to push that energy back. I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'd like to do it. There's a part of me that does, but it's not right. It's not right for me to impose on other people. It's not right for me to take something that doesn't belong to me or to do something that's inappropriate. But what happens is you have the tug of war that says, might not be appropriate, but I want it. Come on, I want it. And in that place, if you're not energetically aware, you'll go over the line. And that's what we see all these guys do, and they go over the line and they become inappropriate. And it's funny, when they go through the thing, sometimes it's all out sexual assault. And after that energy has dissipated and you wake up, you ever notice that after you have an intense sexual experience, once you've climaxed, you're in a different state of mind? It's like that energy is no longer possessing you. It's like a rainstorm. It rained horribly for 15 minutes and now it's clear. That's what I'm talking about as far as energies. That sexuality itself is an energy. Now, this energy is neutral. Okay, the desire is neutral. It's natural for us as human beings to want sexual expression. Okay, that's part of the makeup that we get in these bodies. Now, to the people who say sex is dirty or your erotic thoughts are bad. Okay, well, that's unhealthy. Okay, repression. Anytime you repress something, you create more of it. And we see that happening in the church here. All the priests who are celibate, you know, and great idea, be celibate so you can concentrate on God. Not be celibate so you can, you know, go act out with, you know, children or other people. So we want to make the distinction here. And the distinction is simply, this is a natural energy that we have. And it's either going to be a high vibrational energy, something that's good, something that's right and wholesome, that empowers you. And sexuality, when done appropriately, is the most wonderful thing in the world. Those of you who are married and have great marriages or great relationships, the way you should feel after you complete that, or even during, is high vibrational energy, happy, joyous, free, abundant, blessed. And the result of that energy, if it's in high vibration, should make you feel closer, should make you feel more in love, and create a stronger bond in your relationship. That's the purpose of high vibrational sexuality. Low vibration energy sexuality is, I gotta get it, I gotta get off, man, I gotta get my, I gotta overcut, I gotta just give it to me, come on, I gotta. And it's selfish, it's lust driven, it's wanting for oneself alone. And usually after those kind of sexual experiences, after the sex completes, you know, there's weirdness, or there's like, you want to get out of there as fast as possible. You know, your one night stands. Okay, well, thanks. Gotta go. You know, and that's low vibration energy. Shame, guilt, fear, addiction, obsessive compulsiveness, all low vibration energy. And the purpose of low vibration energy is to make you suffer. Okay? Purpose of low vibration energy is to make you suffer. Purpose of high vibration energy is to free you, is to empower you, enlighten you to all the beauty and elegance and grace there is in this world. But no one ever told us that. You know, growing up, no one ever told me that. So I had to experience myself, and the times that I was led by that desire without the context, without the energetic context, it ended up weird, right? Feeling weird at the end. And sometimes you get together with people and it's just a pure sex thing, right? You know, sex buddies or F buddies. But you notice, you know, you've done that, I've done that. You notice it's usually somebody gets hurt with that. Usually, not every time, but by and large, somebody starts to fall in love, or somebody starts to become attached, or somebody, you know, wants to have a full-on relationship, not just, you know, booty call. And the other person doesn't want that, and then there's pain and the breakup and their suffering. I've been on both ends of that. I'm sure you guys have too. So let me take a little break here. Okay, is this resonating with you guys? Ryan, hey, Ryan Winston, welcome. Ulysses, hey, Jay, Gino, Michael, hey, you guys, welcome on. We're getting real tonight. We're talking about male sexuality. Is it dangerous? Can it be dangerous? And I've kind of been going through, you know, the different milestones of how we dealt with this from, you know, when we're 13, 15, 17, 18, 20, 25, 30, 35. So some guys think, oh, all I have to do is get married and I can have all the sex I want. Well, guess again, because getting married isn't just a license for you to take what you want anytime you want it. And if you do, that marriage isn't going to last long, or it's not going to be a healthy marriage, because the sex act in itself is an energy. Let me pull back for a second. Let me give you another energetic law. Everything that's physical comes from non-physical. Everything that is seen comes from the unseen. So the process of mating, the process of dating, the process of looking for a mate or a wife or a husband, you don't get married the first weekend, do you? The first weekend you meet them, you don't get married. Some people do. How long do they last? Not long. There's a process, and it's an energetic process that takes place as you're getting to know someone, as you're building trust, as you're building intimacy. And as that comes, then over time, that invisible energy that you've created, the invisible becomes visible, right? The non-physical becomes physical. So the sex act is the result of that energetic expression. Now, there are a lot of, as I mentioned, there's a lot of things that we do that create energy. You know, shaking hands creates energy. You know, high fives creates energy. You know, everybody, you know, on a basketball team jumping up and down, that creates energy. Going to the stadium and rooting for your favorite team, that creates energy. But there's one act that creates so much energy that it literally produces another human being. And that's the sex energy. Now, you've also heard me talk about the law of duality. Okay, I mentioned that earlier today for you guys who are just coming on. So is sex just for procreation? No, it's not just for procreation. It's an expression of love. It's an expression of caring. It's a beautiful thing in high vibrational energy. In low vibration energy, I mean, that same pure loving act that builds marriages and builds relationships and strengthens families, you can see it on the corner, at any seedy part of town, porn. Come in and take a look. Come on and see people doing it. Come on, and go like that. And that same act becomes a low vibration energy act, right? It's like, you know, there's nothing sacred or nothing holy about that, man. They're just, you know, doing the pile driver thing and for entertainment. Now, no morality here. Well, you won't hear any morality from me. I'm just talking energy. I'm not saying this is, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. I'm just saying we're talking energetic awareness here. And energetic awareness is when you're in a high vibration energy, once you know the definitions of high vibrational energy, happy, joyous, free, fulfilled, abundant, blessed, in your truth, transparent, in full alignment with the creator, you get more good stuff, right? You get more good feelings. Now, when you're not aligned to that, you might get a temporary hit of pleasure, but it's usually followed by a pound of pain, okay? So now let's go a little deeper here. So you see, these politicians who have affairs, right? I'm thinking of a couple. I'll give you one example. Everybody knows about it. It was in the front page of the paper. You had a guy who was the governor of New York. Okay. Now, educated guy, worked hard, wanted to build a career for himself, you know, successful guy. Had a beautiful wife, had three lovely daughters. But that physical urge kept at him. I gotta get it. And I don't know what his situation with his wife was, but he needed to go in a low vibration energy direction. He needed to, you know, hire escorts, hookers, prostitutes. And here's this guy's the governor of New York, right? And he's got a great wife and he's got kids, but you know, he's got this urge that needs to be fulfilled, right? So, hey, when nobody's looking, I'm gonna fulfill this urge. So in low vibration energy, when you choose low vibration energy, you get your pleasure up front. And the way the low vibration energy works is that it teases you with upfront pleasure while it prepares long-term pain for you, okay? This is one of the biggest lessons of this whole class tonight, you guys. So I'm gonna repeat that. The low vibration energies offer you upfront pleasure, a hit of pleasure, while it prepares long-term pain. Now, the high vibration energies usually put off immediate gratification for long-term fulfillment. So in other words, you usually don't sleep together on your first date because there's, you know, nowhere else to go after that. You usually build, you know, the relationship over time. So you don't get the upfront physical body gratification, right? Upfront, You will in time, but as long as it's aligned with high vibration energy. You guys with me on this? Really important concept to get, because this is how the energies trap us, especially men, because the number one thing that the low vibration energy uses to take down a guy is usually sex, and usually a sex or desire in some capacity. And this is what I mean about being energetically aware. In energy awareness training, I teach you how to recognize these hidden energies. And again, all energies, and especially the energy of desire, and lust, that has an energy to it. That's a big time energy. And what did I say? It has a power, it has a purpose, it has a frequency, it has a direction, and it gives you off information. So what the low vibration energy wants to do is dumb you down and say, don't think about it. Let's just get our pleasure right now. Come on, no one will know. Let's just go get our pleasure. So that's what the governor was doing for about 2 years. Okay. He was getting his pleasure on the side. And he was a slave to that sex urge. Now, there are lots of ways to deal with the sex urge. I can't go, I'm probably going to have to do another class on this, on that. But suffice it to say, just because you're horny doesn't mean you have to act on it, okay? And just because you're horny, it doesn't mean that you need to repress it either. There are lots of ways to be able to deal with the sex energy, because that's all it is, an energy. It's not something that rules you. And where people get into addiction is when they have the thought that says, I gotta have sex right now. I gotta do it, no matter what. Oh, and you listen to that thought and you think that thought's your thought. It's not your thought. It's coming from another energy. But you think, oh, I'm horny. Oh, I gotta do something about it. Oh, okay. And what are your options? Well, if you want fast food sex, what are your options? Usually something in low vibration energy. Usually porn, usually escorts. Look at the owner of the New England Patriots. Jay, I know you're out there, so you go pass. But it's interesting here. You got the owner of the Super Bowl, the NFL team that won the Super Bowl. The guy's a multi-billionaire. Was horny one day, went to a massage parlor to get a little nookie, right? He was horny, wanted to get a little nookie. Didn't recognize he was walking right into a trap. They got him on video now, and now 200 million people know of what he did and how he was handling his sex urge. Even at 70, I think the guy's 77, he's still got to deal with that sex, the sex drive. If you're a man, you're dealing with it your whole life in one way or another. And the way that you deal with that sex drive is going to determine whether the outcome is going to be high vibration energy, fulfillment, long-term peace and happiness, or low vibration energy, a quick hit of pleasure, and somehow long-term pain. So let's go back to my example of the governor of New York. Eventually, what happens? When you're in low vibration energy, the point of low vibration energy is to get you to suffer. That's his purpose, to get you to suffer. So whenever you've been suffering, whenever you've gotten into something that blew up and caused you pain, you were dealing with low vibration energy and you didn't even know it. So let's use the example with the governor. So he's got the sex urge, and I don't know why he couldn't find it with his wife, but he decided not to. So if you want immediate sex gratification, it's going to be somewhere in some kind of low vibration energy. You know, hiring prostitutes, not a high vibration energy move. Without judgment, why? Because that ended up making him suffer. So what happened? He had his thing going, and then somebody found out about it. They found out about it, and they wrote an article about it. It was in the front page of the New York Times. New York governor been having a serial affair with hookers and prostitutes, and was caught supporting the sex industry, the underground sex industry. Now, he was the attorney general of the state. So what do you think happened? Remember I said, what's the purpose? Here's the quiz, guys. What's the purpose of low vibration energy? To make you suffer. And you think, well, why is that? The guy was just horny, man. He just wanted to get off. Yeah, but I remember I told you at the beginning of the class, everything has an energy to it. It has a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction, and it gives you information. And it's either going to be high vibration energy or low vibration energy, one of the two. And if it's low vibration energy, you're going to suffer. That's why when I start teaching people, you know, my private students and on my online classes, we go verbatim into the different aspects of what high vibration and low vibration energy is. So you know without a doubt what energy that is, so you won't get caught in it. And here's the claim I make. It's not the claim, it's what happens when you're energetically aware, you can know the future. You can know where energy has a tendency to go. Now, would that be a value to you, to be able to know what direction a person, an investment, a relationship, a marriage, a job, or a company is going? Would that be an advantage? You better believe it would be. How about some of the people that you dated? You know, if you only you knew at the beginning, you know, that it was going to be a freaking disaster, right? Or a train wreck, you wouldn't have done it. You would have saved yourself suffering. And that's the purpose of energy awareness training, to prevent suffering, to eliminate suffering. How? By being energetically aware, by being able to recognize the energies that are set before you every day, and to be able to be aware and trained to know this is energy. This energy is going to feel good and going to be healthy and happy. This energy is going to take me down and try to destroy me, God forbid. So we go back to the example of the New York governor. The aftermath was he was disgraced. He had to resign being governor. His wife had a nervous breakdown. She was humiliated and shamed. Can you imagine his daughters in school? He had daughters, you know, in junior high. The embarrassment and the shame they caused. He had to disappear for about a year while this thing, you know, blew over. But it never blew over for him, because when he came back, he tried to run for animal controller or some really low office in New York City. Couldn't even get elected to that. Now, listen carefully. If someone had said to him, okay, this is, we're talking about being energetically aware now. Okay, this is the payoff of this class. If someone had said to him, Governor, before you make the decision to participate in a low vibration energy sexual activity, I just want you to know that it's going to cost you your job, your reputation, your marriage, because his wife divorced them, the respect of your children, the respect of your colleagues, and you're going to be looked upon, what's the word, pariah, everywhere you go. Now, that's what I'm offering you if you'll have inappropriate sex or low vibration energy sex. Is it worth it? If I asked the governor right now, I said to him, you know, former governor, was it worth it? Was your gratification worth it? What would he say, guys? What would he say? What would he say? Not in a million years, not in a million years. If only I had known then what I know now, I never would have done it. I never would have done it. Why didn't he know? Because he wasn't energetically aware. Because he fell into the trap that the low vibration energy sets for us every day. Come on, have a little hit. No one will know. You know, there's some money we can take. Oh, no one, we can embezzle. No one will know. Oh, you know, there's some drugs we can take to try it out. No one will know. You'll feel good. Oh, here's an affair. You know, things are boring at home. Let's get a little action going on. No one will know. That's how the low vibration energy works. sucks you in, gives you an ounce of pleasure, and then 10 pounds of pain. That won't happen to you if you're energetically aware. And that's why you've heard me say that studying energy awareness training is the most important thing you can do to improve and better your life starting today. Because you're interacting with energies everywhere you go. First thing tomorrow morning, noon tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, you're interacting with energies. And this is the solution to the human condition. Why are people so unhappy? You know, Shakespeare says, most people live lives of quiet desperation, desperate to make things happen, feeling powerless. Why? Because they're under the control of the low vibration energy. So in energy awareness training, we teach you specific methods and tools to get that energy out of you. And to on a daily process, just like you clean your body, right? You take a shower or bath every day to make sure you're nice and clean. You're never going to go to the office or wherever you work, you know, if you haven't taken a shower in a week, right? You'd never do that. Why? Because it would have an effect on people. It's the same thing with your energy, with your invisible energy body. You've got an invisible energy body. Remember law of duality, physical body, non-physical body. And that energetic body gets dirty every day. And if you don't clean it, tomorrow it's going to be dirtier. And if you don't clean it again, it's going to be dirtier. But it's not as overt as the physical body. It takes a little bit of a while. But then I was talking with a friend of mine in relationships. You know, if you heard my class on relationships last week, why do people break up? They had beautiful moments of togetherness and joy and happiness and peace. But over time, that the beauty of what they had with each other in the beginning starts to go away. Did you ever ask yourself why? Why does that go away? Why were we loving and had the best relationship in the world, and now a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years, whatever, now it's nothing but stress, and all that good stuff is gone. Nobody has an answer for that. I have an answer for it, and the answer is because you've accumulated low vibration energy in your energy body that's filled you up. And remember what I said? The purpose of low vibration energy is to block the high vibration energy. That's his purpose. So if you've got low vibration energy and you're filled to the brim, we know that low vibration energy can only attract more what? More low vibration energy. So that's going to affect your relationship. And that means that whole frequency is going to be in low vibration energy. What's the purpose of low vibration energy? Suffering, separation, chaos, discord, rejection, all the stuff that we don't want. Yuck. So let me wrap this up here. And because we covered a lot of ground, and the main points are this. We have a physical body. The body has its primitive needs. That's part of the human experience. We can't let the body run the show, run your life. Because if you do, it's going to lead you into low vibration energy, because the desires are unconscious. It wants what it wants when it wants, and it doesn't care about anybody else. We have to raise that into higher vibration energy consciousness and learn how to control this energy. Probably do another class on this next week on part two of the male sex energy, where I can go more into tools and techniques and give you some really cool ways on how to deal with this. But tonight I just wanted to make the case that this energy, you know, it's not out of the blue. All these guys who are getting in trouble for sexual assault, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Kevin Spaceys, you know, on down the list, you know, now they've had an awakening. They go, oh my God, what did I do? How can I do that to people? That's what they're saying now. But they didn't say that before. Why? Because they were in the grips of the energy. They were in the grips of it. And when you're in the grips of low vibration energy, you know, it's like an alligator. It's, you know, it's gotcha, and it's not going to let go until you know specifically the energetic tools to let it go. And that's what we go over in energy awareness training. So this is a fascinating topic, and I know we have women on the line here, and I know you've got your side of this too, and we'll do a class on that. But I hope you guys have gotten a little sense of how sexuality works energetically. You're dealing with an energy, and that energy wants to control you. That's why these guys were masturbating 10 times a day. That, you know, the guy get through doing it, and the energy would say, let's do it again. Let's do it again. And if you don't recognize, you're not the thoughts. You have thoughts, but you're not the thoughts. You're not under the control of the thoughts. You have feelings, but you're not your feelings. There are feelings that are trying to control you that aren't your authentic feelings. You have the same thing with the emotions. And same things with the behaviors. So all of these things are either in alignment or they're out of alignment. And if they're out of alignment, you're in low vibration energy, and low vibration energy is going to make you suffer. So I teach energy awareness training, and I teach, my schedule's almost full, but I do teach one-on-one premium coaching on how to learn these principles. I have online courses, online trainings, where you can learn about this stuff through different videos. We're doing all sorts of things to get this information out to the world, because the world needs it. So if you got any questions, let me just go over the any chats, if anybody's got any questions before we wrap up tonight. Level one energy awareness training, that's it. That's where I cover, that's where a lot of this stuff is covered. I'm giving you a lot of the stuff that we go over here. So if you have a question for me personally, you can feel free to messenger me, or you can go to the site and check us out, energyawarenesstraining.com, energyawarenesstraining.com, for further information on how to learn stuff that can basically save lives and careers and relationships and health. And I'm just thrilled to be able to bring this to you and open up this new knowledge that I think the world needs. My goal is in the next 5 to 10 years to have 1 million people become energetically aware and eliminate their emotional suffering. That is totally possible. Maybe even do it before then. Because if these skills get it out into the world, imagine if we can eliminate all the low vibration energy, shame, guilt, suffering, self-torment. I know that if I had had these skills when I was growing up, I could have saved myself 10 years, maybe 20 years of suffering. And I want to be able to do that. And I can do it for you and for anybody that you know. And I'd like you to help me get this word out. So the first thing, way to do that is to learn it yourself and then be able to share these incredible tools and this incredible training with the people that you love. Okay. I think we've covered it for tonight. So I just got back from Hollywood, Florida, from an incredible week of training, coaching, and healing. And right now I'm on East Coast time, so it's after midnight, and I'm going to lay it down here and call the night. So I appreciate you guys being with me. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to messenger me. You can look at our website, energyawarenesstraining.com. We also have videos on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, plenty of videos we're posting every day. We're on Instagram, and we're covered in the social media. So remember this one thing: you change your energy, you change your life. And you can talk about your problems till you're blue in the face, but nothing changes until energy moves. And that's what we do in energy awareness training. We move that energy. All right, everyone, thanks for being with me. Lots of love and blessings. We'll see you next week on our next edition of Facebook Live and Energy Awareness Training. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Energy Awareness Training is so powerful. It literally is the difference between you living an empowered, successful, passionate, happy life and drowning in misery, pain, and negativity. Okay, Energy Awareness Training is the foundation. It's the most important skill you can master in life because it touches every aspect of your life. Your energy is
your success. It's the results you get. It's all related to energy. It's all tied into the energy you carry with you on a daily basis. If you're suffering and hurting from trauma, if you're hanging on to things in the past that are hurting you, it's holding you back and limiting you. All the limiting beliefs, all the pain, the self-attack, all comes from not being aware of your energy and having it be stuck, congested, and just holding you in low vibration. So if you want to shift out of that, if you're ready to take your life to the next level, eliminate pain, eliminate the trauma, and start crushing it, being empowered, being happy, being excited to wake up in the morning, then head to Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N.com. Again, GlennAckerman.com. And you can find some very, very, very useful resources there. In addition to that, again, I hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you got a ton of value from this episode, please, please, please send this episode to one other person so they can benefit as well, right? Join the movement. Be a part of this movement of helping people heal themselves and crush it and be successful in life, okay? Send it to your friend. Send it to your mom. Send it to a relative. Whoever you think is going to benefit the most, just send it to one person. Please, if you got value, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We love you. Glenn loves you. We're sending you a ton of good energy, a ton of love, and we'll see you in the next episode.